Hi guys, welcome to the Holy Spirit Podcast. My name is Diane Ruiz and I'm here with the rest of the youth group.
Hi, I'm Isabella.
Hello, I'm Monica.
I'm Gavin Lewis.
I'm Nick Nadra.
Jessica Flory. And today we're going to be talking about how we've gotten closer to our faith. So, who wants to start off with a conversation?
No, I will go last. Bella.
What?
Yeah, you can start off for us, Bella.
No, I'm good.
Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica.
So, just explain how you've gotten, how over time you've gotten closer in your faith and how you feel like it's gotten better over the years or over time.
I feel like for me, when I was younger, I went to church because my parents went to church, not because I wanted to. But in 2020, when COVID happened and I had more time on my hands, I started reading the Bible more. I started trying to grow that relationship with God. And I feel like for over the past 5 years is when I've actually tried to have the relationship with God, and just being open and reading the Bible and surrounding myself with God-fearing people is what really helps me, along with my parents' support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nick?
Over the course of my life, my family's been historically very Catholic, but I never really felt that true connection to it until maybe about my eighth grade year. Things hadn't been going too well for me. There were some family issues. My mom had a little setback. She had cancer, and I just wasn't feeling a lot of love from God or really just my community. But in eighth grade, one of my teachers, Deacon Webster, told me, hey, you should go to youth group. And I started going to youth group, and the leader at the time, Mrs. Rowe, really nice lady. She honestly brought me closer to God. And I always knew a lot of information. I always read the Bible, but I never truly believed it. And I think just coming together with people my age, people around me that I felt like I could share anything with that cared about me, that's what really pulled me closer to God and why I'm still here today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monica, you go first. I'm not ready to talk yet. I gotta get...
I think the time when I was really closer with God was actually freshman year. Because it was more or less the summer of, freshman year was probably one of the hardest years for me. It was a new school. I didn't know anyone. And when I finally met people, like a couple of Christians who we all came together and we were all talking about God, that's when I finally felt like I was in my place. And I was like, this is finally where I belong. After going from school to school, trying to find some place where I personally didn't feel like I belonged, when I would just sit down and pray, to God, it was almost like I finally found my people.
It was like you were heard?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess for me, it was a couple years ago, actually, when I was in fourth grade, I had a really tough time because my mom was with... she had gone down with meningitis, so she was very sick, and she got hospitalized at that time. And I remember there was a time where I kind of just went in my room after they told me, you can't visit her because she's contagious. And it was really hard for me because, you can imagine your 9-year-old daughter being told, hey, you can't go, you can't have her here because you're contagious and she can't come visit you. So it was really hard for me. And I just kind of sat down in my room, and that was the first time where I was, in a quiet area, just sit down, and I just started talking to God, and I was like, why? Just, why my mom? And it's always said, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers, and I am a strong believer in that because there's been so many ups and downs in everybody's lives, and for me, there's been so many ups and downs, and it proves to me that he truly does listen to us, and he hears what we're praying about, what we're saying, what we're, in terms of, our cries. He hears us as much as we think he doesn't, or as long as it takes for him to respond to them, he hears our cries. And it's taken me a while to kind of actually come to that point, but that day specifically, I realized that God is much greater than we believe in. And then for Lent specifically, I started kind of picking up daily Bible verses and applying them to how it applies to my life, and just seeing how they're still relevant to everybody nowadays. As much as they're older verses and stuff, they're still relevant to everybody. So,
I didn't really have a relationship with God when I was younger. I kind of went to church because I was forced to. And the past couple of years, I have lost a couple of friends. They have passed away, and I have realize that you want to be closer with God. Like, he's the one person that is going to help you during your hardest times. Because every time I would lose a friend, I would go up to God. Well, I won't go up to God, but I would, like, pray to God and be like, why? But, like, everything happens for a reason.
I think the beginning of me getting closer to God was around last year, no, November during my freshman year, because I felt like I had been pretty active in my church for somebody around my age, but that power to keep on being active and keep on doing the best I can in my church happened around the time that my dad started to get sick. And it wasn't so much that I was going to ask God to help my dad, but I was asking God to relieve my dad of the pain that he had every day trying to beat him. I didn't question what he was doing. I just was hoping and praying that he would be relieved of that pain. And in a sense, God did that for me. That's pretty much it for me.
Yeah, it's always questionable what we, or in our eyes, we always question what God's going to do to help us. And we're always going to be questioning that, because we never know what the next steps in our lives are. We never know what the next steps he has for us are. And all we can really do is just pray and talk and hope for the best. We always want the best outcome for each other. We always want the best outcome for ourselves. But in our eyes, we might think the worst outcome for ourselves is going to happen, and turns out it's going to be the best outcome for ourselves. No, absolutely. Keep going.
Yeah. I feel like one quote that just stays in my head, and I cannot remember, I could not tell you the verse off of the top of my head, but it's, the devil does not attack you because you're weak. He attacks you because you're strong.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's so important that we've, like, stayed together over these couple of years, especially as, like, a youth group, because these are all familiar faces, because there's always times that we doubt. There's always times where we feel like we're alone, and we know we're never alone. But sometimes, in the heat of the moment, we are blinded. So it's always amazing that we're always here together, and we can help God take that shroud from our eyes and know that we are truly loved and truly heard, and people care about us.
Yeah, I know that I speak for a lot of us here. Youth group is a way that we see as a family. Like, youth group is our family, and no matter how distant we are, it's never going to change anything for us. Like, we're all together. We're all a family. We all have each other's backs no matter what. Yeah, kind of like how you said, Nick, it's always in the heat of the moment. You're like, I'm alone. I have no one by my side. But once that kind of fades down, you see, like, wow, I have so many people by my side. I have so many people to hold on to and that can hold on to me. And for me at least, I can feel like I can say my faith's gotten stronger because of that. Because I'm like, I have friends. I have people who I consider my family at this point that are by my side that can hear me, and I won't be ridiculed, I won't be judged, I won't be berated because of it. I'll be heard, I'll be able to talk freely about it.
I was just gonna say, I feel like my dad passing away is, well, yes, a very, probably the biggest tragedy that'll ever happen in my life, but also a very big stepping stone to getting older and actually maturing and realizing that I have a lot more responsibility than I can just, and I can't just mess around anymore, and I actually have to get ready for my life.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was us when we turned 18. That was us being like, hey, we can't mess around anymore.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We gotta like shape up. We gotta step up. We gotta do things that are going to help us in the future.
Yeah, I know that for both Bella and I, we kind of, like, we always joke around saying, yeah, we grew up so much quicker than we would have intended and we would have wanted, but it's true, because through ups and downs, like COVID, I feel like hit us really hard, and that's when I noticed a lot of people kind of putting down their faith or just kind of pushing it aside and letting that be like, oh, that's a later problem or that's a later thing to look at. And it was hard. Like, it was really difficult. And I know that, again, like you said, it was just something that once we turned a certain age, we were both like, oh, we need to grow up. We need to stop what we're doing and actually look into what's going to happen. And like we've mentioned before, we never know what the next steps are. We never know what's going to happen in the future. But what we know is that God knows what's going to happen towards that time.
Yeah, like, God has a plan for us, and it's it might not be something that you want, but it's something that you need.
I think there's something so beautiful yet scary about that, because we have no idea what's going to happen in the next 10, 20 years. We all might be together, we all might not. You know, that's just...
it's scary.
Yeah, it might be that way, but the only person that you really will have, like, with you is God. So that has to count for something.
It's always... we always have someone there, whether we see him or not. God's always by our side. And we'll always say, like, yeah, he's not going to hold your hand the way. He's holding your hand the entire way through every step you take. Whether we see it, whether we notice it or not, he's always there.
Yeah.
And we just have to hope for the best and hope, yeah, we might not get the outcome we want, but we're going to get the outcome that he knows is best for us.
A little off track, but I feel like music as well is a big way of me kind of connecting, you know, hearing people yell in my ears.
Yeah, I mean, we're all family here. We might not be blood family, but this is our home. We, as distant apart as we will be, we'll still have this church. We'll have our faith to bring us back together one day, no matter how far apart we are.
And even if it isn't with this church, the beautiful thing about the Catholic faith is when you look at Protestant Christian faiths, they're all split. There's a different denomination for every single one. The Catholic faith is a universal faith. So even though we might not have each other or this church, we will have a church no matter where we go. We will still have this similar, maybe not as special to us because this is what we had growing up, but we will have a similar community around us supporting us no matter what. So that's what's amazing about the Catholic faith.
Yeah, it's always something that's going to be brought to us, and we're going to get brought together no matter what. Sure, we might be miles and miles away from each other at some point, but our faith is still going to hold us together. We're still going to be there.
Always there to support you in your darkest hour.
We have family for a reason, and here we are today proving that.
Like, we've all seen each other at our worst. We've all seen each other at our best, and we're all family. Like, we all love each other. And that nothing's going to take that away.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of getting emotional about this. Because I know it's harder for Monica, Bella, Jess, and I, since we're seniors. And, like, we're all taking different
paths. Oh, don't talk about that. People are leaving us.
Yeah, okay. We're not leaving you guys.
Yeah,
but
me and Diane are going to come back.
We're taking a route that's going to be hard for us. Because
the next step in your lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Long road to drive.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
It's always hard because we're, like... we're brought back here because we've all been here since we were young. I know I came here later than most of you guys. I came here when I was in sixth grade, but I know for Bella, she was here since she was
three.
Like three, yeah.
Yeah.
And for us, it's always going to be hard because we're like, most of us have been here since such a young age. And then
I was 4 months old.
Baptized here, communion here, confirmation here, reconciliation here.
Never been anywhere
my
else.
My whole life, communion, confirmation, everything is here. And it's always hard to be like, wow, we're going up.
Yeah.
We're going up, and it's a hard pill to swallow. Like, it's a very hard pill to swallow, but in the end, it's such a beautiful thing seeing how we've all grown into what we've become to right now, and there's still so much to go to. Like, it's very hard, but it's beautiful, and it's kind of scary.
I feel like another thing is that I've definitely gotten a lot more open to actually talking about stuff and sharing my feelings about certain things because of this youth group.
It's also helped me to realize that it's the perspective that you take when you're talking about faith. So it can be seen as a chore to some, like it was to me. But now I see God's plan for me in my life as a steep staircase. Like, at first, it's horrifying. I don't want to look up at it. But then I realize you don't have to look all the way up. You take one step at a time, and God's going to be there holding your hand, and he's going to be the rail that you hold on to. And each step is something completely different in your lives, whether it's getting into the school, moving off, going to college, you know, whatever the path that God leads you, it's another step. And then at the end, God is always going to be there. He's there from the beginning, and he's there until the end. So I say it's hard to look at the big picture when you're standing in front of a wall.
Yeah.
You can't look at God's picture for you and your plan for your life if you're standing in front of a wall. Just move over and look at the window, the opportunities that he's there providing for you. But you have to want to do it.
Yeah, and you might fall on those steps. Like, you might trip and fall.
Oh, but
like, he's gonna
be there to pick you up.
He's gonna be there.
I can't say anything that's gonna follow up that.
It's always really scary because
whenever someone's saying, look at the big picture, you think you're looking at a big picture, but really all you're looking at is just a little small dot above it.
Yep.
You're looking at a small mm-hmm. canvas instead of what the actual picture is. And when someone says that, at least in my opinion, I always kind of find it a little bit more scary because you're like, what is the picture? What is the plan? So kind of going off of that like steep staircase, you don't have to look directly at it because it's always going to be intimidating.
Right.
But just taking that small little step one at a time, whether you trip and fall and like get a couple bruises and stuff, God's always going to be there to help you and to, ooh, my bad, and to heal you from that because it's always going to be scary. No matter how old, how far in life you get, it's always going to be scary.
I'm going to give Nick a little bit of props because you're probably the whole reason that I'm even a catechist right now in the eighth grade class. Because he was my catechist in eighth grade. I thought it looked really fun. I thought I would enjoy it. And I have been so far.
Yeah, it's always really nice.
That means a lot because my eighth grade year, like I was so detached. And my freshman year, I was like, dude, I don't want anybody else to be detached. And I remember like sometimes in classes, eighth grade year, I was like, dude, why am I here? Yeah. Nobody here is my age. You don't really understand my way of thinking. And that was my goal, like because they asked me, hey, did really well this confirmation year. Do you want to be a catechist? Because you know quite a bit. And I said, sure, because I wanted to give that perspective. And having you here, that was honestly my goal. And I love that. And I love mm-hmm. that I could have that connection with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you very much for it.
Appreciate you too.
I know that for Monica and I, choir, that's been our home.
Yeah.
That's been our rock. We've been there since... With Brandy when Brandy was still here.
I remember, no, because yeah. I remember the very first time we met.
It was because Brandy introduced us.
Yeah, Brandy, she was like, oh, Monica, I have this girl that's your age. I think, how old were we? We were 12.
Yeah, we were like 11, 12 years old, I think.
We were 11.
It was that water night.
It was water night. She was like, I have this really, really fun girl. You're going to love her. And I was like, I'm so excited. So then we met.
And we were both so shy.
Yes, we were both so shy. I remember, actually, because of you, you helped me, like, not be afraid anymore.
Dude, stop.
You made me not... No, I'm being serious. Because when my parents and they were like, oh, yeah, like, you have to go sing. But I was so shy. I was so scared to, like, go up and sing in front of, like, the whole church.
Yeah.
So... And then Brandy was like, yeah, there's this girl that's your age. And I remember she told me, she was like, she's going to sing with you. And I remember I felt so happy that I could finally have someone that I could finally sing with. And I remember when I would have to sing by myself, I felt a little less scared because I would always have you beside me just in case if... I don't know.
If I just had a moment,
like I knew I was like, Diane's going to be right beside me. Like it's going to be, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. And I know that now looking back, we're now singing songs, full songs in our native tongue, like singing in Spanish.
Oh yeah.
And like we do it now with full confidence because we know that we're going to be there by each other's side. As we have been with everybody here, we're always next to each other no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I think, no, you made me think about it now. Oh, no, you're good. I'm fine.
You were saying?
No, I was just saying, I think the first time I met you was you were running the dunk tank. I couldn't remember what it was. I couldn't remember what the event was.
Wait, no. Was it not when I dressed up as my saint?
Oh. No. You weren't in there.
Wasn't you?
Mm-mm.
It was the dunk tank.
It was the dunk tank. And he had not been dunked in, like, forever. He was completely fine. And I was like, oh, I'll switch out with you so you can go eat some food. Then every toddler and their mother came running out to him. And I had to be the nice dude, like, oh, you could just go up and push it. 50 dunks later, he's like, I'm back now.
I was clowning on people, too, because the whole point is, like, you want them to miss so you get more money. Gavin's too nice. He's like, ah, come on. You can dunk.
Oh, that's funny.
I was the exact opposite. I was like, hey, another dollar. Come on, get another dunk.
you kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
There's, like, a five-year-old girl sitting right there.
It's like, oh, well, I can't say no now. So, like, come on, just push the freaking button.
I'm too sweet. Nick's...
All right, well, I guess that's going to cut the end of the podcast. So thank you guys for listening to the Holy Spirit Podcast. My name is Diane.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Monica.
I'm Gavin.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jessica.
Thank you guys so much, and we hope you enjoyed.